Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live from the deep south. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, glory to God. I want to thank you again for tuning in. Amen. Hallelujah. We come to have a hallelujah good time in the Lord. And all you got to do is just sit back, wrap back, and let God do his work. Glory to God. You know, everything you need is in the house. So he's always in your house. So he should be in your house. Glory to God. If he ain't in your house, glory to God, I'm going to give you a chance to put him in your house. Glory to God. Because you know where the Spirit of the Lord dwells. Amen. Glory to God. There is liberty. Hallelujah. So we should all have him in our house, not our house where we just go in every day and go to sleep. Glory to God. Although prayer should be going up and the blessings should be coming out, he need to be in our body. He need to be in our minds. Each and every day, thinking about the goodness of the Lord, thinking about how good he is to us, thinking about how he woke us up this morning, thinking about what he has done for us this far. Glory to God. Now, if he ain't in your house, amen, I'm going to give you a chance, amen, to get him in your house. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for Apostle. Glory to God. A true prophet, a true woman, a true apostle of God who will teach, preach the word of God, pray the word of God, who will do whatever it takes, glory to God, to go through those extra steps to get to the Lord, our God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we also, amen, I want to thank, amen, God for Pastor Joseph Rouse, who is right there by her side each and every day, amen, and each and every time, glory to God. Now, that's what I'm talking about, the Power Impact Team. Glory to God. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that Power Team, you know, glory to God. They are awesome, amen, awesome woman and man of God who comes on Tuesday night. That Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, under one word from the Lord, amen, the umbrella, I always call it, glory to God. And you know what? They come on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's an awesome, awesome show. You don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, whenever they get through tag teaming the devil, knocking him upside the head, just stomping on him, amen, on Tuesday night, glory to God, you ought to be feeling pretty good when you come off of that line. You ought to be feeling real high and mighty and in charge of everything. You're the Lord and in charge. Glory to God. When they get through stuffing on the devil, I encourage you, don't miss the show on Tuesday. If you miss it, you can go back and listen to it on demand. But why not come on, amen, and get the fresh word when it first come out of their mouth, glory to God. You know, amen, because the word goes out and it's sent out to do that it's going to do, glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't going to fall to the wayside. So what you need to do is come on and get online on Tuesday night and hear, amen, that word firsthand. So, you know, you can get your deliverance and get your healing and get set free. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on 8 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Tuesday night. So don't miss this Tuesday night. Mark your calendar. And if you miss it, go back and listen to the last couple of shows, glory to God. I mean, God is doing a great and mighty thing. He's moving all across the nation. Amen. Although they may not be right there in your house, glory to God. But whenever they get through, they can walk in there, glory to God, and tell you, amen, what's going on and tell you what's hindering you. So I encourage you, listen to them on Tuesday night. Amen. Glory to God. You move on down. Amen. Just a little bit further, hallelujah, we have Without Walls Worldwide Radio, Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And if you missed her show on yesterday, you missed an awesome show. I'm telling you, you know, these shows are getting so powerful. It's just like they are there with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They are right there, amen, in your living room telling you, amen, what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. You can see them in the spirit. You know, it's an awesome thing when you can come on radio, on live radio, and hear that and feel that, glory to God, in your comfort of your own home. Just like Jesus talking to you personally. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, to go back and listen to the show on yesterday. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. It comes on at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you know what? They all do personal counseling, amen, personal ministry, glory to God. So it's time. Come on. Hit them up and let them know what your need is. If you need some counseling, they got it. If you need, amen, to get a breakthrough, they got it. If you need, amen, someone to coach you, a spiritual coach, it's there. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook and let them know what your need may be. And don't think they ain't going to turn you down. I know they're not going to turn you down. Glory to God. They're going to help you, hallelujah, to get to that place that God's calling you to. Glory to God. Amen. And if you move on down just a little bit further, hallelujah, we'll call the hour of power. I am the first, amen, hour. We each do an hour show, Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams, glory to God. And the show comes on at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we also open up the lines for prayer. If you need prayer, when you need, just press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. And we're going to have a Holy Ghost good time in the Lord. We expect God to move. We don't just come out, you know, just waste time, you know, yeah. Because, you know, sometimes you want to be where everybody else at over eating chicken. Glory to God. But we know we love God more than that. We want our people to be healed and delivered and set free. We want to preach God's word so others can have the same, you know, power. Amen. Glory to God. You know, that's enough power to go around, glory to God. But you got to tap into it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then after I go off at 6:30, Minister Elaine Jackson will come on, glory to God, at 6:30. And an awesome woman of God, a voice of truth, worldwide ministry. Amen. She's going to give you the word of God. She's going to, amen, glory to God. She'll give you her testimony. Hallelujah. She'll open up the door on her testimony to help you along the way. So I encourage you, amen, to listen to the shows. Come with a high expectation. You know, God is moving. He ain't shut the door. Sometimes we shut the door because we shut our ears up, glory to God. He said, God, our ear gates, yes, are what we listen to, glory to God. But sometimes you hear everything else, but you can't hear when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. So that's what it is. You got to be careful what you're listening to. Be careful what you're seeing, hallelujah. You know if you're sitting up there, amen, watching TV and something just ain't right, hallelujah. What you say, something just ain't right. You know if it ain't right, let's just shut it down, hallelujah, glory to God. Because believe you me, hallelujah, it's going to stop you from hearing something that you really need to hear, glory to God. It's going to stop you from hearing that word. When you get ready to hear that word, your mind's going to go in 20 different places, glory to God, instead of focusing on what you need to focus it on, hallelujah. So I encourage you on today to open your ears and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Hallelujah. And also, amen, I didn't want to leave them out. We have moments and in partnering with us, let's just say it like this, back up with it. In partnering with us, you will receive moments in the spirit, and you would also receive midweek manna. Glory to God. It's an awesome 2-minute clip, both of them, glory to God, that will jump start your day. You will get it by Monday. Hallelujah. And you will also get midweek manna whatever the midweek fall on, glory to God, that's when you'll get midweek manna. And for all that, it's $25 or more. And you will be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a team of people who don't mind praying. You know, sometimes people, they say, well, you know, I'm going to pray for you. Glory to God. But listen, sometimes they go on, well, I forgot. No, you will not be forgotten here. Whenever we say we're going to pray, we stop, we pray, amen, and keep it moving and believe God, that God is going to do what you need him to do. Glory to God. So, you know, come on in and partner with us. Glory to God. Those doors are open. You know, God ain't shut the door on it yet. So I'm encouraging you. The door is open. So come on in, amen, and be a part of the Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. They said, you know, they just cut it short. They said a wild team, glory to God. I guess because we wild the devil because we don't take no mess from the devil, glory to God. And we're going to put him on a run over him. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, God is moving. God is good, and God is moving all the time. Amen. So we're going to go ahead on right now. Amen. If you would, go ahead and turn with me to Proverbs chapter 4, and I'm going to open us up in prayer. Amen. If anyone have a prayer request at this time before I open up in prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one has pressed the 1. We're going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Amen. I hope you brought your running shoes on because we're going to run it today. Glory to God. We ain't going to take it. Hallelujah. No more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for a glorious day that you have made, Lord. We rejoice in it and we're glad that we're in it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that in your words you said, be still and know that I am God, and there's no other God before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for you sit high and you look low, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord God, that you're with us, Lord God, all the time, Lord. You said the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to order our steps, Lord, as we go through, Lord God, our daily lives, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we know, Lord, that you will lead us and guide us down the right path in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you won't let us slip, and you won't let us fall, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and we declare, Lord God, every trick of the enemy, Lord God, that's on the left, in the name of Jesus, we cast it down. In that pit, every trick of the enemy, Lord God, that try to hold us on the right, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we cast it down, Lord God, so we can go through on clear ground, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for those who are listening, Lord, today, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord, let a word come forth, Lord, to heal, deliver, and set free, Lord God, everyone who's captive in their mind, right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind our minds, violent spirits, and we cast them back into the pit in the name of Jesus. Every word that's been spoken over, Lord, that's not like you. Every evil word that's been spoken over, my Lord God, heal them right now and set them free, Lord God. Let them hear the word from you today, Lord God, that will change their life, that will change their mind, Lord God, that will set them free, Lord God, that will set them on top of the mountain in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, and we give you honor, God, and we praise your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, because we serve such an awesome God. We just thank you, Lord God, oh, my God, that you're with us all the time, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, oh, my God, that you're healing, Lord God, someone who's getting ready to have knee surgery, hallelujah. God is healing you now, in the name of Jesus. God is healing you. God is healing you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Yes, your knee has been hurting. Yes, God. Yes, 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 and yes. Amen. Glory to God. Lay your hand on it. Glory to God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and we declare, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will take away every pain, Lord God, in that knee, that you will heal them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. He's healing it, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you're healed by his stripes. He said, we're healed. He made this body, so he knows, amen, what it needs. He knows, amen, hallelujah, what, how the pain feels, and he can heal it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that they're healed, healthy, and they're whole, Lord God, and they're walking, Lord God. Oh, my God, without a pain, Lord God. No pain's running through their knees anymore. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. If you're on that line and you had that pain, glory to God, in your knee, amen, go ahead and press the 1 and come on in. You don't have to be afraid. I'm not going to call you out. I'm not going to call you out, glory to God. I'm not going to call you out. I'm just going to ask you, where are you calling from? Glory to God, and I'm going to let you give me a testimony. You know, so many times you're fearful. You don't want to come back and give your testimony. You think somebody's going to know you and know your voice. Well, that's okay. Amen. Because I shouted from the rooftop, and I got healed, glory to God. Hey, and God healed me.
Shout it from the rooftop, because we're overcomers by our testimony. Glory to God. That's so many times, huh? Amen, glory to God. You know, now people just don't believe, amen, that God is a healer. What is saying in the word is saying he's a healer. He's all that you need him to be. So if you believe in God, then you got to believe that he's going to heal you, glory to God. Believe that it's already done. And when you pray, amen, and you ask him, he said, when you stand praying, you got to believe it, glory to God. If you don't believe it, it ain't no need you praying. Ain't no need me praying if you don't believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get into the message. Amen. I'm excited and I hope you are too, my God. My God. Proverbs chapter 4. Hallelujah. And I'm going to title this message, Wisdom is Important. You know, sometimes, amen, we can go like we know everything, hallelujah, and somebody come along and God sent somebody in to try to help us and try to teach us, amen, to get wisdom, amen, and what we need so we can help us along the way and save our lives, but sometimes we won't take it, hallelujah. All because it's not coming from who you want it from. Well, I'm here to tell you good gospel news today. Hallelujah. If it's wisdom and you know that right, you better receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get in the word of God. First verse, amen. Hear ye children the instructions of a father and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. You know, when you're reading the word of God, you got to understand it's good, sound doctrine. You know, when you're under somebody who can give you good, sound doctrine, you know, they done been there, they done it, so they're trying to help you. It would be wise for you to listen, hallelujah. You know, it's okay, everybody want a platform now, but nobody wants to listen, hallelujah, to someone who's already been there. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you done been there and you done that and you could help me and tell me, glory to God, how I can do it a little bit easier, then I want to listen. You know, so many times you get caught up, hallelujah, glory to God, and then you can't get a breakthrough. You can't go through, hallelujah. You can't even get a cookie crumb off the floor. My God, because you won't listen. That's why the ministry don't flourish like it should. You got to have an open mind. You got to have an open heart willing to receive it. This book of the Bible is written for a reason. He raised people up on high, so they've already been through where you're trying to go, hallelujah. They can help you to get there without all that staggering like you're drunk, hallelujah. With all that flip-flopping, amen, here and there and everywhere, glory to God. Without all that missing the sound doctrine, glory to God. Without missing out on the word of God like you should know it, hallelujah. Without missing out, amen, on the little bit of pieces that's in the word of God for you to pick up, hallelujah, and know that it's God, hallelujah. They've already been there, so why not listen, hallelujah. You know, so many times, you know, that's where we are in the world today. Everybody wants a mountaintop, but nobody wants to go through the valley experience, hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to just say, well, I know, and I'm going to go on, and I'm going to get there. Well, that's just not so. I was in a conversation with someone on yesterday, glory to God, and I'm like, okay, you know, you're going to go through some troubles and some trials. You know, if you think you're going to get through here on easy street, you could think again. He said he rain on the just so well as the unjust. So it don't matter. So if I'm just, hallelujah, I'm going to go through some stuff. And if you are just, you're definitely going to go through some stuff. Glory to God. So you're going to go through things. Glory to God. That's just what I told him. I'm like, so come on now. Every day ain't going to be spick and span, hallelujah. Mr. Clean ain't going to always be standing up there with the white shirt on and the white pants. Come on now. Glory to God. That's just the way it is. Let's move on down. Glory to God. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. Glory to God. We're going to move right here to 3. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. You know what? You can keep God's commandments, glory to God, and you will live a good life. You know, yeah, he gave the 10 commandments. Yes, he did. Amen. That was just an outline, glory to God. We keep God's 10 commandments, glory to God. The whole Bible is what we're supposed to go by. You know, everybody said, well, you can't do the whole Bible. Yes, you can. You can do, amen. You ain't going to be perfect. You can do what you want to do. If you sink down in this word, read the word of God, meditate on the word of God. It says so you can have good success. Amen. When things start to happen, okay, and you'll get wisdom, hallelujah, knowledge from the word of God. You're seeking the word of God, and you're seeking God. You're also praying the same thing. And then there's people, like I said, that he's already ordained, hallelujah, that's already been through all that stuff that you have, are trying to go through, glory to God. They done been through it, so they can help you, glory to God. They can help you, I told you, from staggering. They can help you from flip-flopping, amen, glory to God. Going here, y'all. And everywhere, glory to God. They can help you. My God, my God. So the Bible is the commandment. It is the word of God, hallelujah. Some just say, well, if you know, if I walk right over here, then I'm going to be all right, but it's okay if I gossip over here. Well, you know, if I he said, thou shalt not kill. Okay, if I don't kill nobody, if I don't count nobody up, then I'm going to be all right over here. No, you got to do it all. It's either all or nothing. He ain't no part-time God, and he ain't no part-time lover either, glory to God. You don't want to be a part-time lover. You don't want no part-time man. You don't want no part-time woman, do you? Glory to God. So if you don't want no part-time lover, you don't want no man to have more than one woman. You don't want no woman to have more than one man. So what do you think about God? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he made this vessel. Hallelujah. So he don't want you part-time. He wants you fully. You know what it is? Amen. You know, sometimes you're not just really ready to totally commit because you're like staggering over here. You know, you're staggering over here like you're like a drunk person. That's what it is. You're like staggering over here over sin. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? While you're staggering over here, glory to God, and not doing it and keeping his commandments in the word of God, then that's where you're going to die. Amen. In that place. Hallelujah. You know, amen. Thank the Lord for the revelation. You know, some people like staggering over here with sin. They're playing over here with sin. Glory to God. And then they can think they can come back over here on this side, amen, on a Sunday and live holy and set on the front row. Well, I got no good gospel. He saw you last night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He saw you. Hallelujah. Although man may not have. Amen. Some may not have been the places that you went. But God still saw you. Amen. Glory to God. So we do the whole Bible. We don't do part of it. I'm not saying being a perfect person. No, I didn't say that. Glory to God. No, we strive for perfection. Glory to God. Because we're going to make some mistakes. Glory to God. That's why you repent, hallelujah, and you get back up. You turn from it. That means you don't go and do it no more because you knew it was wrong in the beginning, hallelujah. You don't do it no more. That don't mean you just, amen, you, if you repent, get up, turn around, and go back. Uh-uh. You repent, get up, turn around, and don't do it again, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. Number five, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. You know, you got to get some wisdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom will keep you, glory to God. It will take you where I'm telling you. You know, sometimes you say, well, you know what? I'm going to go over here and I'm going to get a new car. Okay, glory to God. Okay, all right. Now, you're making $350, amen, a week, glory to God. Let's say a week sometimes. People may be making, you know, that almost 2 weeks, hallelujah, glory to God. And I'm going to go get a car that's going to cost me $500, amen, a month, glory to God. Just think about it. Add it up. Do the math. Glory to God. That ain't a whole lot of money. That's taking $500 out of your check to pay for a car. Hallelujah, glory to God. No, you need to start where you can. Hallelujah. Wisdom would say, here's what you do. Get you a ride first. And then whenever I increase you, then you can go and get a better vehicle. You know, don't just go and jump out there and get something you can't pay for. Hallelujah. Now, wisdom would tell you, don't do that. Wisdom would tell you, I got a light bill due on next week. Then, okay, I see this dress up here that I want to buy in this department store, and it's like $80. Well, my light bill's coming up. It's $100, okay? Now, I'm going to go spend this $80 on this dress, but then my light bill coming up, and I ain't going to have the money. Glory to God. That ain't wisdom. Wisdom will tell you, you know what you need to do? Just wait over here on this dress, because it's going to come down. When they decrease it, glory to God, then that'll be your time to get it. Just watch it. And then you can go over here and pay your light bill, glory to God. Now, that's being wise. Hallelujah. You know, so many times you get caught up and messed up and just doing things happily, you know. And then, you know, when you get paid, hallelujah, well, you know what? You know, I'm going to go ahead on and I'm not going to pay my tithes. I'm not going to pay my, I'm not going to give an offering. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not going to do that this month. I'll wait till next month, you know. And but then you're going to go ahead, amen, and spend money on other stuff. Unless, you know what I'm saying? You're going to go to the movies. You're going to take JJ and them out there. And they're going to go to Walmart. They're going to want to go eat out at a restaurant, glory to God, all during the month. And then it come down to pay your tithes and your offering. And you say, well, you know what? I'm not going to pay my tithes and my offering. Hey, hello, I don't have it right now. You know, I had this to come up, that to come up. Well, what about all that money you spent out there going to Walmart, going to JJ and all those kind of places, glory to God, doing what you want to do? Ain't nothing wrong with that. But wisdom will tell you, if you can't do it at that moment, then that's okay. Put it on hold, because there's going to come a time when God's going to give you that overflow, and you'll be able to walk in glory to God, and you won't have to worry about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, you got to have some wisdom with this thing. You know, just think about it. Hallelujah. You know, when Solomon, God asked Solomon, what do you want? What do you want? He asked for wisdom. Glory to God. He asked God for wisdom. Hallelujah. He asked for wisdom. How many times do you hear people asking God for wisdom? Glory to God. But you want to understand, amen. You say, well, you know what? I want to understand God's word. I just don't know it. Sister, can you help me? I want to learn how to read more. I just want, oh, my God. I just want to do more, hallelujah. I just want to do more of the word. I want to read more of the word. Go, but what are you doing, hallelujah? He ain't going to knock your head open and pull it in now. I mean, wisdom will tell me, well, you need to read it, hallelujah, glory to God. See, when Solomon, amen, asked for wisdom, you know, he's going to need that on down the road. Because sometimes you ask for stuff that you don't need, hallelujah. You're regular steady asking for money, hallelujah, instead of saying, Lord, show me, Lord, give me wisdom on how I need to make work what I got, to use what I got at this point, Lord, so you can raise me up. So when he raised you up, that means you won't go get in a bigger debt. That means you won't go and spend more money. That means you will not just not pay your tithe and your offering, people. Okay, glory to God. You'll do all those things, hallelujah. And then you'll say, well, look at here. Okay, I got this little bit left or whatever I got left. Then I go out maybe and you know, maybe I can eat out or something, you know, like that. I know the Lord wouldn't be mad at you. Hallelujah. But you got to have wisdom on how to help with what you got. That's so many times how, you know, when we get in a situation, glory to God, situation, amen, as somebody always say, situation, we get in those situations, glory to God, to where, amen, glory to God, then we ain't got enough to do what we need to do. Hallelujah. We ain't got enough to buy groceries. You don't have enough, amen, to pay your light bill. You don't have enough to pay the rent. You don't have enough to put gas in your car. Well, did you think about all that shopping, amen, that you did beforehand? Hallelujah. When you say, well, okay, I'm going to put this 10 up. I'm going to put this 20 up. I'm going to put these $3 up that I'm going to buy the shirt with. Then I'm going to put these $5 over here and put it up. So whenever I need money for gas or whatever I need, if I just need some food in the house, then I'll have something to fall back on. Now, that's wisdom. Wisdom don't tell you to go and spend all your money in one place. Hallelujah. Just go and buy it haphazardly because you want it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Ain't it good? God is just so good. Hallelujah. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. You know, hallelujah, the word of God is going to keep you, hallelujah. If you go by what it says, sometimes you just don't, you know. You know how people just take out that they need and that they don't think they need. They just, you know, just ditch it. Hallelujah. But all of God's word is important because he said it, hallelujah. So when you write, tell us to read the word daily because there's so much in it, hallelujah, that we can get out of it that will help us in our daily lives. There's so much in the word of God that will help us, hallelujah, not to go astray. There's so much in the word of God that will help us not to run over there with old JJ, glory to God, and knowing he ain't got no job and wants you to take care of him, glory to God. Let me read this right here, glory to God, hallelujah. And let's go down to 7. Wisdom is a trustable thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get an understanding. You know, you need to get wisdom, hallelujah, on what to do, how to do it, when to do it. You just can't keep going around haphazardly thinking you know what you're doing, hallelujah. You know, wisdom will stop you from making some big mistakes. Wisdom, amen, glory to God, will stop you, amen, hallelujah, from falling in some wells, falling in some holes, hallelujah, out there in the world, glory to God. Wisdom will keep you, hallelujah, from making the biggest mistake of your life. What I mean by the biggest mistake, wisdom will stop you over there from marrying that man, hallelujah, or that woman that you know he ain't godly. You know she ain't godly, hallelujah. You know, old Saint ain't godly, hallelujah. Not from wearing them tight skirts, hallelujah. All the way up, well, anyway, glory to God, you know. Amen, glory to God. Come on, Matt. Come on, wisdom will tell you, listen at her. She says she loved the Lord, glory to God. But look what she got on, hallelujah. Wisdom will tell you, he said he loved the Lord, but look at him, hallelujah. Every time you see him, he's up in some female face, hallelujah, glory to God. Rubbing on her arms, touching her, hallelujah. Wisdom will help you, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important when you're under men and women of God. Hallelujah. And you know that they know that they know that they know the word of God. Hallelujah. And you know how they done prayed for you and got you delivered and got you brought out from over there. Glory to God. In that dungeon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the type, amen, that you listen to. Hallelujah. So many times people go in churches. And you know what they go, just to see who got on what, and just to say, well, you know what, my mom and them went over here, so I'm going over here. My great-grand and them went over here, so I'm going over here to this church. You're just going because they went, but it's not for that. Open up your ears, hallelujah. Open up your heart and receive the word that's coming. And if the word ain't coming like it should, and if the word ain't coming for you, then it's time to get stepping. Go and get up under somebody, hallelujah. Not bashing churches. You know, there are certain churches for certain people. It's just the way it is, hallelujah. Some don't like to go twice a month. Some like to go every time the doors open. Some don't like to go but once a month, glory to God. But whatever you find your place in, hallelujah, then that's where you need to be. If you're going to receive that word when they tell you, hallelujah, this is the way you need to do it. This is the way you need to live. You need to live for the Lord thy God, hallelujah, and his righteousness, hallelujah. Because his word says, seek ye first in his kingdom and his righteousness, hallelujah. And all other things shall be added, hallelujah. If that's the one that you want to be up under, then that's where you go, hallelujah. If you are under someone whom you can't take it, hallelujah, glory to God, then just find you some way that you can, glory to God. That's just the way it is, simple, you know, hallelujah. But so many times you get so caught up, and over here just because they got on, you know, nice dresses, and oh, man, the choir, oh, gosh, they're just off the chain. They can sing, oh, my God, them people can sing. That's what you say, hallelujah. Well, I hear you saying they can sing, and that's a good thing. You should have a good choir, glory to God. Yes, if you can't sing, then yeah, you probably said, amen, glory to God. But just think about it. What did the preacher preach? Did he preach something that's going to bring deliverance to your life? Then he preached something that's going to give you some wisdom to hold on to. That's good, hallelujah. Some knowledge and some understanding that's going to help you, that's going to preserve you all week, hallelujah. Then he give you, hallelujah, some wisdom, hallelujah, and knowledge that's going to, something that you can bite into, hallelujah, and tell you, hallelujah, this is the way God said you need to do. This is what God tells you to do. Pay your tithes and your offerings. He said it, hallelujah. He said, dress accordingly, hallelujah, when you come in the house of God, hallelujah. Raise your children up, hallelujah, in the way that should go. So when they get older, hallelujah, although they stray, hallelujah, they won't depart, hallelujah. Did you hear that wisdom he was putting out there in the atmosphere, glory to God? When he said, hallelujah, the Bible said, don't be unequally yoked, huh, with a non-believer, huh? Did you hear him, hallelujah, when they were coming from there, hallelujah, the pulpit, hallelujah, or when they were coming offline, glory to God, but everybody ain't in the pulpit. You go, hey, we are a ministry with our walls, hallelujah, glory to God. Did you hear them when they said that, hallelujah? Did you hear them, glory to God? I remember, hallelujah, yes, and thank you, Lord, hallelujah, when they were saying how God was passing out jobs. I can tell you, I know some people that have got some, hallelujah, glory to God, and they good paying jobs, hallelujah. It ain't no $2 an hour, glory to God, it ain't $8. They got some good jobs. Even people who didn't even need them got some jobs that I know, glory to God. I said, my God, my God, did you hear that? Hallelujah. When they told you, hallelujah, you got to do the footwork. You got to do the labor. Hallelujah. You got to do the groundwork, and God's going to do his part. When he said he was throwing the jobs out all across the nation. Did you catch them? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you hear it? Hallelujah. Because wisdom would say, hallelujah, okay, make sure you go ahead and get your application in. Make sure you got everything right. Make sure you got every T dotted, you know, every T crossed, every I dotted. That would be wisdom. In other words, he said, well, God done throwed out the job. Then I'm just going to sit here. He done throw them out. And I caught mine. No, you got to do the groundwork too, hallelujah. Wisdom would tell you that, glory to God. You can't just sit on the couch just because you threw them out, hallelujah. Yes, you caught your other field. You got to put in some application. You got to put in the groundwork, hallelujah. Now that's some wisdom, hallelujah. You know, wisdom will preserve you. Wisdom will keep you. Wisdom will keep you from making some mistakes, hallelujah. Wisdom, hallelujah, glory to God. Without wisdom, you ain't nothing, hallelujah. Wisdom will keep you from dying in a dying world. You know, glory to God. You can still live in a dying world with wisdom, hallelujah. You know, everything around you might be falling down, hallelujah. But guess what? With wisdom, when the Lord said, let's pray, you know, pray. Man ought always pray and not faint, hallelujah. Well, wisdom telling me that I need to keep on praying, okay, glory to God. And then I'm going to get some understanding. Well, Lord, you know, I'm praying here, Lord God. But tell me, Lord God, am I praying it right? Hallelujah. Am I praying the right prayers? Hallelujah. Is my prayer being hindered? You know, God will speak to you, but sometimes we just don't believe that he'll speak. He's a God that will talk to you, glory to God. He still hear you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So why can't we hear? Hallelujah. You know why we can't hear him? Because you're so busy doing everything else that you're big enough to do. Here we go again. Glory to God. You don't spend no time with him. Hallelujah. You can't sit down for 30 minutes without watching a TV. You can't sit down, amen, for 30 minutes and just let God minister to you. You can't sit down for 30 minutes, hallelujah, and read the word of God. Hallelujah. All over the place. Hallelujah. Charging all over the place doing everything else instead of sit down with you. Wisdom will tell you to train up that child, hallelujah, glory to God, and help them, hallelujah, to know that you, who you know, glory to God, if you know the Lord thy God, that's the kind of wisdom, hallelujah, that you need to have, hallelujah. Wisdom will help you preserve your very life. Wisdom will tell you, hallelujah, don't go out there, hallelujah. You know, don't go out there and walk out there in front of that truck, or that truck gonna run over you, glory to God, hallelujah. What knowledge will tell, amen, will help you. If I go out there, amen, and that truck mow me, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be through. I'm glory to God. So you got to get in that place to let, amen, those that are over you, amen, learn to let them, amen, minister to you. Hallelujah. I ask you today to open your ears, amen, and hear what God is saying. Hallelujah. You know, so many times you'd be a closed ear to certain people, amen, and they'll bring you wisdom, amen. I tell you what, I receive it, hallelujah. If it's someone that I know that I know that I know that they're living right, they're doing everything that God is calling them to do, they're walking in the word, they're preaching the word of God, hallelujah. Amen, glory to God, and they're reaching out, amen, to those souls who are unsaved, glory to God, those who are unchurched, and those who are uncommitted, then I'm going to listen to that wisdom, because I want, hallelujah, what they got. I want to know how to go out, amen, and win souls and be a wise soul, God, glory to God. And, you know, don't just sit there, hallelujah, and say, well, you know what, that's good, that sounds good, but that ain't what I want, hallelujah. You always want just what you want, glory to God. You want a bigger house, a bigger car, more land and all that stuff. All that stuff will fade away, hallelujah. It is, glory to God. He don't mind you having it. Hallelujah. But you got to always, don't always want the money, but want what God wants for you to go out, amen, and tell others about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what we are. We're living in these last days. Hallelujah. And there are those that don't know him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. I hear the passion, amen, for souls to be won to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's okay for you to want. Hallelujah. It's okay for you to want the Mercedes. It's okay for you to want all that stuff. But he said, hallelujah, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. When you go out, amen, and minister to somebody else, you don't know. You might be ministering to the main one that can help you, that can give you what God, amen, has for you. They can give you that car, glory to God. You just never know how God will do it. Glory to God. So many times, hallelujah, everything down around us is falling down by the wayside. The people are falling, amen, glory to God, every day. Hallelujah. Don't know who Jesus is. Oh, my God. The cry is so great for someone to tell them who Jesus is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he wants them saved also. You know, sometimes you walk by people and you turn your nose up. I feel the shift. Good God Almighty. But you know what? Hallelujah. You know, it bothers them. Be careful because some have entertained angels and don't know it. Hallelujah. So if that's you and you're walking by with that frown on your face, hallelujah, I say get that frown off your face. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because you don't want God to frown up at you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now, what if he just said, okay, I'll just frown up at you and I'm not going to give you nothing? You wouldn't like it. Hallelujah, glory to God. So how do you think others feel? Hallelujah, glory to God. How do you think others feel? My God, my God. That's how they will feel, glory to God. By you frowning up at them. When you go in a store, there are certain people, amen, glory to God, that need just a touch. Some of them may just need a touch saying, you know what, why are you doing today, sister? What else I'm going to tell you, okay? You speak nicely to them. It don't matter. Amen, glory to God. They may be cutting you up from the floor up, glory to God. They may be ugly, glory to God, and sometimes you just don't know. And so I understand sometimes people are mean, glory to God. It's just point blank. But that don't mean for you to go off, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, we'll just take it so far, like, how you doing? Are you okay? What's the problem? You know? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then you can say, okay, well, bless you, and keep it moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we're all God's children. You know what you're saying? And you know what? You need to get saved. Glory to God. We all were made, amen, by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All were made by God. So I'm no better, amen, than none of the rest. Glory to God. He wants them all, glory to God. We are in a season now where God are calling the saints, hallelujah. I hear him calling the saints, hallelujah, to tell others about Jesus Christ. You know, you don't want to go and try to lay a hand. You want to go and, amen, try to be a prophet. You want to go and try to be a pastor. You want to go and try to prophesy. Well, can you go and just give someone the word of God? You don't have to even go up to them and say, well, you know what, amen, I am prophetess Martha. You know, they would say, hey, how you doing? You know, I say, yeah, I'm okay. You know, how you doing, Martha? I said, I'm fine. Glory to God. Amen. Glory, that's what you do. Amen. You don't have to always go, amen, and throw your shirt at them when you know I am prophetess. I am a minister. No, glory to God. You just conversate with them. I just felt the shift. God is calling us, amen, as a nation, amen, to rise and shine, hallelujah, and take our place, hallelujah, because he wants us, hallelujah, glory to God, to see his people saved. Because we're living in the last and evil days. You hear the earthquakes, hallelujah. They come out of the earth shaking and moving, and everything around us moving, and the floods and the flash floods and all this different stuff is going on. Even diseases going on here and there and everywhere, hallelujah. And they don't know what it is. They'll show you, hallelujah. Even different kinds of spiders and different stuff is coming over, hallelujah, in the United States, and they shouldn't be here. He said, my own, you see all these things come to happen. Glory to God. You know the end is coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you see everything is going on. Hallelujah. So just make sure, hallelujah, that you're spreading the gospel. You're spreading the word of God. That you're talking, amen, glory to God, to those who don't know Jesus, hallelujah. I know we were talking about wisdom, but, you know, God wants us to talk about, amen, whatever he wants to talk about, glory to God, hallelujah. But this is his show. It ain't my idea, glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, ask God for wisdom on how to reach them, hallelujah. Ask God for wisdom on how to reach the people, amen, glory to God. And don't just always throw, amen, your gifts at them, amen, glory to God. Don't always throw at them, hallelujah. Well, I am, no, don't throw at them like that. Hallelujah, glory to God. To be a wise soul with them, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, what a good God we serve. We serve a God, amen, that's always in season, amen, hallelujah. He's always, hallelujah, there when we need him to be, hallelujah. He will give you knowledge. He will give you wisdom. He will give you understanding if you pray it, hallelujah. But you got to know how to pray it, hallelujah. You got to pray it all the way through, glory to God. Everything you need is always in the house, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wisdom and knowledge. It belongs to God, but he'll give it to you. Hallelujah. He said, if any man lack wisdom, he said, let him ask. Hallelujah. So if you lack wisdom on how to reach, amen, the nation, how to reach people, hallelujah, then just ask. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he'll send somebody, amen, to tell you what you need to do and how you need to get through to them. So some people, you're going to have to get through them in a different way, you know. Amen. I'm not talking about coming on their level of sin. I'm not saying that. No, if they sin and all, you can't go on their level. Glory to God. But he'll tell you how to reach them. My God, my God. He'll tell you how to reach them. And that's the type of God we serve. That's the type of God, amen, glory to God, that we all need to serve. Not just some of them, not just me, hallelujah, but everybody. He wants all, amen, to come in to repentance, glory to God. That's the type of God we serve. For he is a wonderful God. He is a God, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't mind you having stuff, but he still wants you to do his will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, if you have any doubt on today, amen, of who God is, and if you got wisdom, amen, glory to God, just hit me up. Hallelujah. We will discuss it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you just, amen, if you don't know, and you don't know which way to go, go ahead and hit Apostle up. Glory to God. Amen. I'm calling leaders. I see some leaders, amen, glory to God, that amen. You don't have to tell everybody. Just go ahead and hit them up on Facebook, leaders, and they can help you. They will mentor you. They'll teach you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, nobody is unteachable. When you get to where you are unteachable, then you are unreachable. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't be unteachable. Glory to God. He's always have a teachable spirit. It don't matter. Wherever you're trying to go, I know Apostle and Pastor will help you get there. So hit them up on, amen, glory to God. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know, glory to God, what your need may be. Hallelujah. And if you need somebody to do, just to pray with you, glory to God, amen. We all are here. Amen. We're here for the people. Glory to God. The people of God. Amen. To help you to get your breakthrough. Amen. Glory to God. Doing the Lord's will. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I see someone has pressed the one. Amen. Glory to God. Let me see. Amen. Glory to God. Caller 610. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller 610. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller 610. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Maybe they pressed it by mistake. But anyway, we serve that type of God. So we want to always go and teach others, you know, and tell others about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. That's a passion that you should have. You know, you shouldn't want to see a brother and sister fall. You shouldn't want to see a brother and sister, glory to God. But some people do that, glory to God. They like to see others, you know, others fall, and they like to see others without, but you shouldn't do that. You should want to see them all saved, hallelujah, and filled with the precious power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, glory to God. We serve an awesome, awesome God. Glory to God. And if you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, you know, this is a time now to reach out, amen, and get to know God, hallelujah. Because so many times you get so bundled up and tied up and tangled up in other stuff, you know, just things, the cares of the world. I mean cares, you get tied up in money, you get tied up in wanting a husband, you get tied up in wanting a wife, you get tied up in wanting new stuff, you get tied up in wanting cars, you just get tied up in wanting money, you just get tied up, you know, in your everyday, hallelujah, life here on earth, hallelujah. So you forget about, amen, the goodness of God, and forget about how he made you. Hallelujah. He made you who you are. He made you, glory to God. And he wants you, hallelujah. He wants all of you, not just some of you. Glory to God. He wants it all, hallelujah. He, like I said, he don't want no part-time lover, glory to God. And I know you don't either. For God want it all. You want it all. God want it all. And you can give it all to him. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead. Amen. Now, and I'm going to, amen. I want you to repeat the sinner's prayer after me. Glory to God.
Say, Father, I am a son in need of a Savior. Lord, I want you to come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, Lord God. Even the thoughts that I have, Lord God, that wasn't godly. Father God, forgive me, Lord, of all my sins. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. And if you said that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. You're a blood-washed, born believer, again, believer. Glory to God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Amen. Glory to God. Go in fellowship, amen, somewhere. Amen. In a sanctuary where you know the word of God is being taught. The word of God is being lived. Amen. And Jesus is alive in that church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you know he will order your steps. Glory to God. And if you should be able to see the fruit, hallelujah, in that sanctuary, glory to God. You should be able to see that fruit, amen, from the head down, hallelujah, glory to God. So just hit me up on Facebook and let me know if that was you, glory to God, because we serve such a good God. God don't want to see nobody left out, hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not going to leave anybody out, hallelujah. You know, you can have him. All you got to do is just say it. You can have him. He's there. He's there for you to get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, if I have nobody that pressed the one, hallelujah, we're going to go ahead, amen, and get ready, hallelujah, to get out of here. But, amen, I'm going to get off this station, but we're going to go ahead and give you a little room so you can go over and get ready for Minister Elaine Jackson, an awesome woman of God who's going to give it to you, hallelujah, just like it is, hallelujah. Glory to God. You can go over on her page and click on the link, hallelujah, on Facebook, and it'll direct you to that page. Amen. Glory to God. So Blog Talk, so you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is laying on her heart. It should be coming off, amen, about 6:30. It's going to be hot right off the press. Hey, don't leave your phone. Take it with you. If you got to step out, take it with you, because you don't want to leave home without it. Coming up next to hear an awesome word from the Lord, a power-packed voice of truth, worldwide ministry, Minister Elaine Jackson, an awesome woman of God. So, amen, glory to God. I'm going to give you a break and let you get off the phone. But, amen, remember, hold it close by your side, because she's going to be up in a few minutes. I'm going to go ahead on and do the benediction. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Glory to God. Have an awesome week. But remember, glory to God. If you don't remember nothing else, remember this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get wisdom. Hallelujah. Get wisdom and get understanding also. You know, they work hand in hand. Glory to God. You got to have wisdom, and then you got to get understanding of the situation that went on, glory to God. Because when you ask God for wisdom, he said, "Man, let him ask." So we have not because we ask not. You know, some people take that out of context. They really do. But he's talking about you asking his word of God, asking, you know, something you may need at that time, and you just don't have it. Glory to God, yes. But don't ask God to do something. Don't ask people to do something that, you know, took out of context, and you know it ain't right, and you know you can do it for yourself. Glory to God. Come on now. I don't have that to happen. Glory to God. But I'm all about getting, hallelujah, get an understanding, hallelujah. Wisdom is important. So remember to get wisdom and also get an understanding. And we'll see you back here on next week. Amen.